Welcome back to the Road of Faith Seminar, my friends. I'm Ken Fletcher, and before we get started, let's start out with a word of prayer together for the Lord to help us today. We're going to have a good time today, so stay with us. So let's have a word of prayer together and go to the Father. Father, we're so thankful for your goodness to us, Lord. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing in this seminar. Lord, we just dedicate everything that's said and done to you. And to these dear ones who have chosen to look at this video, and Lord, we just ask you would minister to them, Father, by your Spirit today. Thank you, Lord, for your interaction with them there where they are, wherever they are, the time of day or whatever they're looking, the device they're looking on. We thank you, Lord God, that you're ministered to them right there on the spot, and that you're giving them an individual, personal message today. Lord, thank you for helping me. I ask that you'd help me to just flow with what you want to do today, Lord. I don't want to do anything my own way. You know this. And so I ask you, Father, that you would just use me to your to help these people that are looking on this video and who's joined with us in this series, who are serious about you, really hungry for you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord God, for just helping them to come into an understanding of what you've done in them. And in throughout this seminar, Lord, we just ask you to revelation knowledge, revelation understanding, that they would see and know exactly where you want them to go. And you're leading them into the ways they should get into the good things that you've got planned for them, for their lives. Lord, thank you so much for doing that. Thank you, Father, for all that you have granted and given to us today. And we thank you, Lord, for just flowing your truth, your wisdom, your things, your direction in the seminar today. We give you praise for everything you're doing. Thank you, Lord, for helping us. Lord, thank you so much for helping us today on both ends here, me and them. And we thank you for all the ones that have joined with us on this seminar and on this series, Lord Jesus. Thank you for all you're doing today. We give you praise and thanks today, Lord. You're so good to us. You're so good to us. Thank you. You're so good to us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Aren't you glad for the Lord? Aren't you glad for the Savior? Aren't you glad for the wisdom and the help that he gives to you? Well, I'll tell you what, he gives me wisdom all day long, different times during the day. And I'll go to him and ask him for help and to enlighten me, to help me, show me, help me get a hold of things, help me see things, help me understand things. And we are all, listen, you, me, we are all on a journey, an individual separate journey of life and instruction in the things of God. Now, I mean, you know, your journey is going to be completely different than my journey has been and will be. I mean, we're all, since we're on these separate, unique journeys with him, and he teaches us all in a unique, very personal way. He knows how you can get things better and how I can get things better. And so he'll deal with me in certain ways and that will help me get a hold of things, you know, help me grab a hold of us. Okay. I see that. I see. Well, he does that. And so we're looking to him throughout the day. We're looking to him throughout the night to instruct us in his ways and reveal to us the way things really are down here, because there's so much deception that flows in through our bodies, in through our interaction with this present world, which is fallen in nature. I mean, it wasn't created like this. As we covered in previous seminars, there are some of those earlier ones that we were talking about, the earlier ones, I'm sorry, where we saw that the creation was perfect and at one time. So when we came into this, you know, me in 1953 and you whenever you came into it, we pop in here and into this fallen world system. And we pop in here into this all this trouble and imperfection and things that are all messed up down here. And we don't know any better. We just, you know, we come into it and you know, we like, hey, we showed up, here we are, you know what I mean? And so, and we come in here and we just begin to try to acclimate, you know what I mean? We come in, try to acclimate through these bodies, and we grow up with understanding. We learn how things work down here in the system. And next thing you know, man, the system and our interaction with it has influenced all of these things, our perceptions, you see, as we're growing up. And so we grow up very, very, which we shouldn't. It wasn't designed to be that way. Well, you grow up very, very dull. Most people do. Most all people do grow up very, very dull to spiritual things. Now, there are a few that I think are, for whatever reason, they are gifted in certain different areas. The Lord has put certain things in them. And so they're seeing things sometimes at a younger age and picking stuff up at a younger age because of the way that that they are put together inside, you know. And so they see things a little different. They see things, they grow up in a different kind of a, you know, perception about things. But for most of us, most of us, and I would say I'm in the most of us field there too, you know, that most of us grow up in a dull sort of perception about spiritual things. And yet that's who we are. That's the thing about it. The deception that comes in from the fallen world system, we don't know any better. You know what I mean? We don't know. We just think, boy, this is the way it is. This is the way things are. And da-da-da-da. But we don't know why. We don't know the truth of it. We don't know what brought it into it. What brought it into this state before we showed up. We just come in and we just sort of pick up things from others and other people that are in our generation or in the time that we're here, and they're here, we're here, and so we're bouncing information off. And knowledge has come up in a lot of areas in the natural realm, right? But it's interesting because the spiritual areas have sort of been still neglected and left in sort of in the shadows, you know. It's not out in the open, and so you're not going to get real stuff the way things really are coming in from this natural realm. You're just not going to. You're going to be fed falseness. You're going to be fed partial truths, you know, which are partial lies. I mean, anytime you infiltrate the truth with a lie, okay, it's not true. Anytime you infiltrate that with it, well, there's still a little truth left in there, but it's tainted now because it's not pure truth, you see. It's not pure anymore. And so it's been tainted. And so therefore, that's what you get fed. You get fed partial information. Some things may be true about the information, but then there's that part that's not true. It's just flat not true. Well, it influences and it taints the truth. So therefore, what you have, when you have a partial truth or a partial lie going on, what you have is a lie. At the end of it all, I mean, at the end of everything, well, all you have is a lie. Because the truth is tainted now. It's not pure. It's not the way it really is anymore because it's been influenced and shadowed over by something that's not true. Can you see that? And that's what's happening down here. Now, there's a basis of truth that we have to go to. Now, the Word of God has been given to us. And thank God for this, for the Bible. Thank God for the Bible, because in it is contained much wisdom, much understanding about things here in the present world system, much about how things are, about life with the Lord now, why things are the way are, why they are the way. And we have covered some of these areas in earlier seminars. So if you're just picking up with us right here this is number 14. If you're picking up right here on number 14 and then you don't know where we've covered, and it would be a good idea if you would go back to number 1 and find out just exactly what we have covered, because we have been in many foundational type scriptures, foundational truths of understanding. A lot of it has been mechanics about who we are, how we were made, what we had when we were made with the Lord, what he gave us. A lot of things we've already covered. So I would encourage you to go back to number 1 and of Know Thyself series, and just catch up with us, get caught up with us. And of course, each one of these are around 45 minutes or so. And yeah, it wouldn't take you that long to get caught up with us. Take you a little while, maybe, but it'd be well worth your while. And of course, you want to have the foundational stuff right in your heart and in your understanding. You want to have the foundational things right, why we have this relationship with Jesus, how it's possible to have a relationship with a perfect God. How's it possible? Some people just, they don't understand these things, and I understand why they don't understand, because I didn't understand it for a long, long time. You know, many of these things I didn't understand. Well, it takes time to assimilate things, you know. You just don't pick up things and just, okay, that's right, and just go on. You know, many times it takes a little soaking, you know. It takes time to soak it up and to really understand the significance and the truth and let it settle in to where you get it, because it's different. It's different than what they're telling you in the world. Because the Bible explains these things in detail about our inner being, about how we're put together, the outer man in conjunction with the inner man, and how we're made and so forth. And so, it's the Bible has a lot to say about that. And so let's get into the Bible right now. As a matter of fact, let's go to our main scripture over there, and it's found in 2 Corinthians. In 5:17, in verse 17 there. And it says, if anyone's in Christ, he's a new creature, he or she, new creature. Amen. Old things passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I'm going to read that again for you now. It says, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature, he or she, new creature. New person exists. If you're in Christ, when you come into Christ, different. You're different. You've been made different. The Holy Spirit comes in, recreates your spirit, and listen, it's a work of God. It's a work of God. It's through faith in the grace of God and what He has provided for us. He's provided this life, this right standing with Him. This place of confidence, this place of faith, this place of knowing, and we can go in front of a perfect God with no shame, no guilt, no condemnation, anytime, day or night, all the time. Wow, to be able to approach a perfect God in confidence, in faith, and knowing He hears us. I mean, when we converse with Him, when we talk with Him. And just to walk with the Lord 24/7. I mean, just to know, man, He's right here. I mean, I can ask Him immediately on stuff. Isn't it wonderful? You come up against something that maybe you don't understand in life. You don't understand what's happening. You know, have you ever been there? Oh man, I've been there a lot of times, and come into a place in life where you just flat don't know what's going on. Man, you go to the Lord immediately about stuff like that, and find out what's going on in you and what's going on with you. Thank God, man. And He'll communicate these things to us. Well, here's what I mean. As I told you in the last series we were in the How Long series, our goal is to get you to hear the Lord clearly 24/7. And a lot of people don't think that's possible. A lot of people think you got to pray for a long time to hear from God. A lot of people think that you've got to push through a bunch of stuff in order to hear from the Lord. No, you don't. I mean, there's preliminary things that has to happen in you for you to get to the place where you can hear Him like that. Yeah, there's preliminary things in you, and that's what we've been talking about. And a lot of these seminars upcoming to this one, we've been talking a lot about the fact to get yourself into that place. Now, He's not going to make you get into that place. He just won't do it. He just won't do it. Because it's your own will. That's why. And He has made you, Father's made you a certain way, that your will is the top dog in your bench. The way you want it is going to be the way you want it. because you're a spirit and you are made in the likeness of God, in his image and in his likeness. So you're like him in the regard that you have your own will. And because you have your own will, nobody can mess with your will. Devil can't mess with your will. An angel can't mess with your will. And God won't mess with your will. No, he won't. He don't push himself on you. We talked about a lot of these things. So we want to get you to the place. I mean, if you want to, I mean, it's not going to happen if you don't want to. If you don't want to come into that place with the Lord and you just kind of want to, you know, go to him once in a while, or sometimes maybe you feel like you just need to press in and pray a lot to get into this place of communication with the Lord and find out what he's wanting for you, or whatever. You just feel like you got to push on into it. No, you know, you don't got to push into nothing, you know, but it's a matter of getting ourselves into the right place where we can hear him, where we can pick up and know that it's right. See, that's the problem. Many times we'll hear something inside, but we don't know if it's right or not. We don't know if it's Lord or not. We're not sure about a lot of that stuff. See, we got to get a lot of these things settled. Well, you get them settled and get yourself into the place where you are in confidence, that you have confidence in what that you're hearing and being led in right directions and being led the way the Lord wants you to go. And just the fact that you want to. Well, that's a big deal right there. Just the fact that you want to hear from him. Just the fact that you want to know what he wants. What he wants for you. Just the fact that you want to know. That's a big deal right there. A lot of people don't want to know. They just don't. So they're not going to go to him. They're not going to ask him, have you got everything, Lord? They're just not going to ask him these things because they don't want to know if he's got everything. You know, they're so consumed with their own thing and their own what they want to do themselves that they really don't flat care what the Lord wants to do about things for them. And the sad thing about it is that it's so much better than what they're thinking. And what they think they have that's so great that you can get people past it and understand that what Jesus has for them is much better than what they have and what they're doing and will satisfy more than what they're doing. And on it goes. I mean, doing what he wants to do will end up doing what you want to do more than you think you realize that you want to do it. You know what I'm saying? More than you realize, more than you understood. Well, you can't see it. That's the problem, see, with your own conceptualized viewpoint of everything. You can't see these things. Well, he wants you to see them. He sure does. He wants you to see them all. And he wants to come into that place with you to where, oh, you know it's him. He's talking to you. You know it's him. You go to ask him something. You know it's him. You have confidence. You have faith and understanding. The wisdom is coming in. The direction is coming in through the Spirit of God into your spirit. And you're picking it up in your soul, and you're seeing it, and you're understanding the will of God. And you're like, see, whole different way of life, isn't it? It's not just you. It's not just you doing things. It's the two of you doing things. It's you and him. It's that blend. It's you and he together doing things. And that's what he wants. That's what he wants. He wants you and him together to do things, everything together. That's what he wants. Well, I come to a place where I realized back there on March 9th, 2022, that's what I wanted. I wanted to do what he wanted to do. And so I just gave it all to him. Gave it all to him. So what you're looking at now is a different person than perhaps you saw me 3 or 4 years ago. Well, I ain't the same guy as I was back then. Things have changed in me in how I'm living life now. It's a lot different than what I had before. And, so we're trying and I think I'll be able to help you get into that place with him. Now, I know you're not going to be able to hear him exactly the way I hear him, but that's really not important, that you hear him exactly like I hear him. I hear him, when I hear him talk, it's in Southern English, you know, And he sounds a little bit like me, because he understands what I understand, and where I'm at, and what I can pick up. And well, see, it's all different for you. He understands what you're going to understand, and understand what you're going to pick up, and your level of maturity, and your level of understanding. That's where he's going to meet you at, right there. So he's going to talk to you that way. Well, we want to get you into the places where you hear him clearly 24/7. You know exactly what he wants to do in all these different situations in your life. And that's what we want. That is where we're heading here. Well, it don't happen overnight. You're not going to get there in understanding overnight. And I'm doing my best to, in his timing, in his way, to bring out and get as clear to you as I possibly can, what he did in me, why he did what he did, how surprised I was, like the next day or so, I couldn't get over the fact I was hearing him so clear. I didn't know that was a side benefit. Well, excuse me. It wasn't a side benefit, but I mean, I didn't know that was going to happen because of what I did. You know, I didn't know. It was just like it all sort of happened there. And then later on, he began to show me these things and why and how I ended up there. Okay. Well, I didn't know for a little while, for a few days, several days there, until he began to reveal to me exactly what did happen in me and why I was hearing him so clear now. You know, well, that's why I'm here to share these things with you. Because if you are hungry to be led by the Spirit of God in everything, man, I'll tell you, that's the thing, is getting his take, his sight over things in our lives, which he knows everything about us, A to Z. And so, we can go to him for wisdom and knowing how to approach certain things the right way. And I don't know about you, but I'm tired of approaching things the wrong way and wasting time and wasting effort and wasted thought and trying to do things my own way and finding out, well, that wasn't so great. That didn't turn out so hot. Well, don't you think he wants to help us not to get into those, all that wasted time and wasted effort stuff, and to where, you know, we just get on by that and go around that into the things that she shows us the right way, the best way to do things, so we don't have those regrets. Well, I didn't, well, I should have messed, I should have known better there. I should have done something different there. Wouldn't it be better to hear from him beforehand and not have to go through all that? Well, I think it is. In my own life, I do. I hope that that's the case in your life as well. Well, let's get in the Word right now. Of course, we talked about our main scripture. If anyone's in Christ, he's a new creature. A new creation. Think about that. A new creation. One that hadn't existed before. A new creation. Well, it says, behold, it says all things have passed away. What? All things that were before that affected you. I mean, you're different, man. When you come into Christ, man, that's gone. All that other, that old man is gone. That old man is gone. That spirit that you used to be, that man, that woman you used to be, is gone. And from then on, if anyone's in Christ, you're a new creature. You come into Christ, you're a new creation. The Holy Spirit comes in by a work of grace, by what God has already provided and unfolded for us all. And it's already done. We just enter into it by faith into his grace that he's already provided for men and women everywhere. And so we just enter into it by faith in his grace and what he has done in Christ. Oh my goodness sakes. What a powerful thing to understand that all this stuff is already done. It's already done. It's already done. Don't have to get God to do nothing. Don't have to try to get him nut. Don't have to talk him into it. Don't have to come say, Lord, please save me. Please help me. Please get me out of this. You know, I'm lost. I need you. You have to beg God about it. You don't have to hope. You don't have to try to move him. No, man, it's already done as far as he's concerned. Well, what do? You just receive. You just receive from him. And just take and say, thank you, Jesus. And just reach out and take this free gift from God. Praise God. Oh, we talked about a lot of these things in earlier seminars. So praise God, wherever you're at in life, man, I just trust that you would seek Jesus, seek the truth of Jesus. Amen. Makes all the difference in the world. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, of course, we were in 1 Thessalonians in chapter 5 and verse 23. And this, of course, talks about the total man here. Total man. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, or set you apart completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, there's the total man right there. Amen. Then we went into Hebrews chapter 4, not too many seminars ago, and we talked about Hebrews chapter 4, and started there in verse 11. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest of faith, that rest of believing, that rest of obedience. Amen. Be diligent to enter in that rest, lest anyone fall or fall short of it, according to the same example of disobedience that the Israelites was documented all through the old covenant. And you can see where they missed God. I mean, right after they came out of Egypt there, you can see where they missed God. I mean, quite a few times that they instead of believing him, instead of trusting him, they grumbled, they complained, they did a lot of wrong things instead of. And then we saw that the generation that came out of Egypt could not even enter into the promised land. We saw that. They couldn't do it. Why? Because they didn't believe. You remember they sent the 12 spies out there to view the land that God had given them and promised to them. And they sent the 12 spies out there. And then they came back after a while and they gave the report. Oh, and so everybody was, what's it like over there? What's it like over there? You know, what's this land like? Well, they started out good. They said, well, yeah, indeed, just like the Lord said, it flows with milk and honey, just like he said. It's a beautiful, wonderful land, valleys and hills and beautiful. And he said, but there's giants over there. And then they begin to describe how they look to themselves in the face of these great giants that of great stature, people of great stature and great power. And they looked at themselves in regard to them people of physical, natural strength and power and stature. They was looking at that instead of looking at what God said and how big God was. You know, that's what they got to looking at. And so they said, we cannot go in there, is what they said. 10 of them did. There was 12 spies. It was 12 came back with a report. And 10 of them came back, the Bible says, with an evil report. And that evil report was the report of disbelief in what God told them and what God said. Oh, but two of them, Joshua and Caleb, they stood up and they said, hold, trying to quiet the people, settle down. Said, look, man, we're well able to do this. God's with us now. God's with us. Look at, you know, and it's almost like, oh, man, he done brought them out with such a mighty hand out of Egypt. It's funny how they forgot a lot of that, isn't it? About the miracles that brought them out from bondage into freedom, into liberty. They forgot about all that. Well, he's saying right here in verse 11, let's be diligent to enter into the rest of faith, and do what he says and just believe him and go his way. It says, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disbelief or disobedience that they found themselves in. Amen. So that generation never did go in. No, they couldn't go. The Bible said they couldn't go. Why? Because they didn't believe. Well, you know, they just go in. If you didn't believe and you go in there, you know, well, it wouldn't have turned out very good for them. And they even tried. They even said, oh, dear Lord, you know, they even tried to reverse things a little bit and said, well, we're going in now. Well, God wasn't with them at that point in that direction. And it didn't turn out good for them. They were sorely defeated. And so you see, boy, we don't want to follow that same example of disbelief and of disobedience to what he's showing us in his word. Amen. What he's showing us and the way things really are. Amen. It says here in verse 12 that the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And verse 13 says, and there is no creature hidden from his sight. Whose sight? The word sight. That's who we've been talking about. Well, it sounds like it's the Bible. Well, it is the Bible, because the Bible is Jesus's book. And so when the Bible is saying something and giving us truths and understanding and reality, that's Jesus talking to us and giving us reality. Mm-hmm. And truth and understanding about the way things really are here and with us. Amen. So you see, there's no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him. Who? Him. The Word. Jesus. He's open to him, to whom we must give an account. Amen. Then we went into Proverbs chapter 20. The spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inner depths of his heart. And we saw how that on that graphic, let's bring that up just one more time real briefly here. We saw on that graphic that you see that the spirit of man, the information from the Lord will come into your spirit. You pick it up in your spirit realm, and then you hear him in your soul. That's where you pick him up at. That's where you pick up the direction. That's where you pick up the wisdom. That's where you pick up the just the love, just the sharing, all of the things that him being inside of you, it's all by virtue, by way of the Holy Spirit that dwells within our spirit, within our soul. And so it's through that information coming in from the spirit realm into our spirit. And that's how you hear. That's how you converse with him. That's how you communicate with him. And that's how he shows you things. Many times it'd just be maybe just some peace in there. Well, that's leading. What about if you're coming up with something, you just don't, something inside just don't seem right. That's leading. What is that? Don't go there. That's not right. That's not in God's plan for you. Not what you want to do. Well, if you go ahead and do it, well, there's going to be negative ramifications from it. Well, we want to get out of that negative ramification. We want to get into the positive results, you see, of things. So praise God. Therefore, we do not lose heart here in, I'm still in Proverbs. The spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inner depths of his heart. Of course, we know the heart is your spirit, is your soul. The spiritual side of your being, that's the heart of you. You are a soul. And so God searches all that's in you. He knows every little thing that's ever happened to you, every little thing that's affected you, every feeling, every thought. He knows every one of them, and he understands you inside and out. He understands why you're there, what brought you there, what caused you to be where you are. He sees through all of that. Well, that's so good, because since he sees all of that, and we can't, that's the thing. There's some blindness in us to see in our own self, everything that we need to see. And he helps us in that he does the searching, and he's looking, and he sees through everything. He sees through every motive, everything that's, every deep thing with it. He sees it and understands it. So he knows how to bring us on out of that. Isn't that wonderful? Because of his knowledge, because of his understanding of us, we can look to him, and he'll help us to get up and out of that negative stuff that may be overwhelming to our lives. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Well, let's go to 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 16 in the New Covenant there. Thank God for these wonderful scriptures. Therefore, here in verse 16 says, therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing. Yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. Of course, we know death's working in this body. Sickness really is a manifestation of the death that was entered in to this realm. Sickness and disease and all of these other negative truths that we are acquainted with here in this present life. All of these negative things was not set up. It was not created this way by God. It just wasn't. And it is in a fallen state. This natural realm is in a fallen state, not created like he did, not created the way he wanted it. Not we were not supposed to live in this kind of atmosphere, in this fallen situation. Okay. But here we popped into it because we're of the lineage of Adam, and we popped into it. And here we are. Well, God saw that we needed a savior because we came into this fallen realm and we needed him because we were fallen, you see. We were without God. We were separated from God. Wasn't his will for that to happen, but by our willful, we've all sinned and come against him, all of us. And so, therefore, we needed a savior. We needed somebody that would come in and help us out of this situation, because we couldn't got ourselves out of here. Don't matter how good we were. Didn't matter how perfect we tried to be. It wouldn't matter. We needed recreating. We needed fixing in a permanent way. And we see in the old covenant how that the Lord provided the blood of animals and so forth to cover the sins of the people. In a year, the high priest would go into the Holy of Holies and they would present the sacrifice to the Lord and get the sins covered up of the people so that they wouldn't have the ramifications of the curse coming on them and all of the things that are here in this present world. In this fallen state. Well, that wasn't going to work. The temporary situation was just a temporary situation until Jesus got here. And he, being the high priest himself, went into the Holy of Holies in heaven and presented his own blood, his perfect blood. He presented that blood to the Father. And that blood was good enough. And it was a one-time gift, a one-time payment. Man, I'll tell you, glory to God. And through Christ, atonement was made. That was it. It was made. It was done. And it is done today, my friends. That's the good news. The good news is that you don't have to try to get right with God. You can't try to get right with God. It's just futile to try to get right with God. The only way you can really get right with God is enter into that which he has already provided, his righteousness, his right standing with him. It's the only way we can come into it. Oh, but thank God. Thank you, Jesus, because of what he did. Man, we can receive this free gift of Jesus. And in that free gift of Jesus is everything. Everything good is in there. Everything is so good. In Christ. Well, we're trying to wrap our hands, our minds around it all, and it's a big deal. It's a whole big deal here because we have entered into the kingdom of God through faith in the grace of God, who opened it up to everybody and said, come on in. It's yours. It's my good pleasure to give you the kingdom. That's what the Father said. It's my good pleasure to give you the kingdom through Christ. Amen. And boy, it's big. It's wonderful. Thank you, Jesus, for everything that you have done. Amen. 2 Corinthians 4 says, therefore, we don't lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing. Yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. Never get old inside. Your outside looks different as time goes along. But the inside, renewed day by day, praise God. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more. Don't want to miss that far. A far more exceeding great thing that's happening here. It says, even though it's for a moment, this is what's happening out here. It's for a moment in comparison to the greatness of eternity. It's you see what I'm saying? Amen. But it's just for a moment. It may seem like a lot longer to us right now. But in when we look back, when we get there and we look back upon this, we're going to see that this is going to be so brief. We're going to see that it's so brief. And, but I mean, I stop and think sometimes I thought, man, I just can't, I think to myself, I can't get over the fact that all these years have passed through in my life. And here I am, I'm almost 70, you know what I mean? And so, it's like, I just can't get over the fact all these years have passed, so quickly. And those of you that are older, you can attest to that. You know what I'm talking about. You look back and say, man, it went fast. You ever see how fast these kids grow up? My goodness, the grandkids, you can't hardly keep up, man. I just had one, my youngest granddaughter just had a birthday not too long ago. And I'm thinking to myself, dear Lord, man, these kids, boy, they just, you know, and time is different to me now than it used to be as a younger person. Time just seems like just flies, man. And I don't know if it's our perception or it's because we're living longer or what it is, how we're looking at things. But I mean, I used to hear older people say that about how past time flies by and so forth. And I think, doesn't seem like that to me. It seems like it's creeping by. You know, as a kid, it seems like it just creeps. You can't hardly get, you know what I mean? It just seems like it just takes so long for something to come, you know, in time. Well, you get older, you really, man, it just kind of like, and it's come, it's gone. Kids are going like that. And you're like, wow, you know, and so time, our perception of it, I think is getting, as we get older, I think our perception of time, even though it may not be the way the Lord is, our perception of time is getting more realistic. If you know what I mean, than it was when we were kids and our perception of time then, see. So things change as you get older. You see things a little different, a little better, hopefully a little wiser than we used to. Man, I can't get over. I'm just about out of time today. I don't think, man, I was wanting to get into the 2 Corinthians 4 a little deeper. Once again, it didn't get very far in it, but we're going to get there. But the Lord's having his way here. I'm just believing that. So the things that we have said here, the things that have come out, well, we trust that this is making a big difference in your life. You're getting a hold of some reality and the way things really are. I want to say a word of prayer for you before we go. Father, thank you for our dear friend who's chosen to stay with us throughout this seminar. And I thank you, Lord, that your word is going deep into him. And it making them think, making them see, making them understand, and getting some reality in their lives. Thank you, Lord, for lifting them. Lord, we just believe you're lifting them, blessing them, helping them, showing them more and more to get out of that stuff that's hurting them. Thank you, Lord God, for new ways of understanding, for able to perceive your wisdom and the way things really are in this life. Thank you, Lord, for helping each one that has watched. I thank you for their blessing, your blessing upon their lives as they go forward this week. And we thank you for helping them in every area. Thank you for working in their inside of them in their thought life and helping them, Lord, to get a hold of your word and what's true. And we give you praise for all good things that you're doing in us in Jesus' name. Well, I appreciate you staying with me this week, and I'm looking forward to seeing you next week when we get back on here and talk more about that inner man, about that relationship with the Lord and how it relates to our present life and what we're supposed to be about here. Oh, it's going to get gooder and gooder. Hey, man, I know that's bad English, but it's going to get better and better in Jesus' name by his grace and by his leadings. Thank you for staying with me. So, until next time, this is your friend Ken Fletcher saying, I love you.